Blog Talk Radio.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
else around me
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl. And that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm
his. Said it doesn't matter what
I did.
He only sees me for who
I am. Time.
What
mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am. Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, for he only sees me for who I am. Oh, Lord. I am his.
Amen, amen. The best in me. One of my favorite songs. First, give honor to God who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. Woo-woo! I'm super excited about the woman of God that's coming on today. And it's also Women's Month. First, Father God, we thank you on this morning for waking us up, giving us one more chance in the land of the living. Thank you for covering us and binding and rebuking the enemy. We know that we will keep our armor on at all times, especially our heavenly salvation. Continue to guide us in the right direction. Continue to connect us with the right people in this season that you need us and want us to be connected to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Since it's Women's Day Thursday as well as month, but let me give a shout out for all the countries first. Of course, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, which I'm going in September. Y'all pray and cover me. China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Italy, France, Romania, and Thailand. We know that you can't openly praise God. Some of these countries can't openly praise God like we can. Remember, they're getting stoned, they're getting hung, they're getting shot, they're getting put in jail. Continue to pray for these countries. We are lucky, we are blessed to be able to praise God if we want to outside, listen to gospel music, go to church, and won't be condemned about spreading the word of God. It's never easy. Nowhere in the Bible said it's going to be easy when you're serving God. Absolutely not. But it does state, have a faith of a mustard seed can move mountains. Where is your faith? Are you truly trusting and believing God? Or are you just listening to what the preacher's saying and not learning the word for yourself? It's a big difference. Because I've been in churches where some preachers and misread some scriptures and that wasn't in the Bible. That's why you must know the word for yourself. I was taught that by Bishop Pearson that we was under. You must know the word for yourself because they can tell you anything. And you amen and then praise God and hallelujah. And it can be the wrong thing. Nothing what he was saying was in the Bible. The scripture didn't even say that in the Bible. He added words to it. Some people do it voluntarily and some people do it involuntarily sometimes. I'm not saying that, but what I am saying, you must know the word for yourself. You have to. It's critical in this walk. When you surrender your life to Christ, it's critical in this walk. It's not going to be easy. Remember, we lived on Big Mama, Mimo, and Granny prayers a long time. You must establish a relationship with the Lord for yourself. I say this all the time. It's very critical that you establish a relationship with the Lord for yourself. You must know the Lord, the word for yourself. You must spend time with him and understand that he is the Alpha and Omega, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And trust me, he's always been with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Even all the chaos we went through and hard-headedness, as they say, when we was younger, God was still right there, waiting on us to turn around and say, and run into his arms. His arms have been open. It's on us that ran. I'm talking about Kashima. As a chief apostle, you can say saved, sitting in the church, talk about me. No, I ran. I absolutely did. And I had a praying grandmother. That's why I'm here today, because the Lord, the knowledgeable of the word, she prayed for me. Y'all know some of my testimony. When the time is right, I'll share it again. She stayed on her face for Kashima, and I thank God for her and giving her to me the time she was here on earth. Because it's not too many people you can say actually prayed for you instead of praying on you. Not too many people. And I thank God for her showing me who God was in my life at an early age. The woman I'm going to briefly discuss is a Proverbs 31 woman. Everybody wants to be that Proverbs 31 woman, but are you preparing yourself to be a Proverbs 31 woman? Proverbs 31 and 10 says, a wife is a noble character who can, a wife of a noble character can find. She's worth more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her, and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. See, people, some women want, I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. But do you know the full detail of being a Proverbs 31 woman? Are you just going by what you hear? Have you studied about it? Have you put yourself in position to be seen by a man of God, a true man of God? Because not all men of God are saved. Stop looking at the outer appearance and look at the man's heart. And let the Lord send him to you. You can't find, look, I understand. You want to be married, I get it, I've been there. But your picking is not of God. God will send somebody in particular just for you, that he made just for you, that he picked just for you. your picking haven't been doing good, sweetheart. Yeah, I can talk about me again. I picked the first two. God did this third one. Yeah, I did say third one. This is my third marriage. Sweep in front of your front door first before you try to sweep in front of mine. But God sent my husband to me. Yeah. I waited. When I became a minister, I wrote down in my journal what specifically I wanted in a husband. And I left it there. I didn't go beg God, when you going to send my... No. We're not going to do that in this season. We're going to prepare ourselves. We're going to sit up like a woman of God, adjust your crown, study your word, talk to the Lord, and fall back in love with him first. Because once you fall back in love with him first, everything else will fall into place. Remember, you must establish a relationship with the Lord before you can do anything else. It's very critical that you have a relationship with our Father first before you try to get into any other relationship, because it's not going to work. It'll go on a little while, but I'm here to tell you, you must have a relationship with the Lord first. Well, I'm super excited. The woman of God is getting ready to come on shortly. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. If you want prayer, make sure you press 1, and I'll see a little hand up so I know you want prayer, or if you have anything else you want to say when she's done. Remember, this is a no-judgment zone. We're not on here to judge you. We can't. But what we will do is encourage, inspire, and pray with you. Remember, where there's two or three, God is in the midst. He's never away from us. It's us that get away from him. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, you must press 1 if you want prayer or if you want to speak. The woman of God be on here shortly. Get your pen and paper ready. I'm excited. I'm ready to eat. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back with the woman of God.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Yeah.
Let me hear you say,
don't do it without me.
Please, Jesus,
don't do it without me.
I know you got a lot of people to take care of.
Don't
I want you to say it about the music.
Such a worthless song. Anyway, I'm not going to prolong the time. I present the psalm and introduce to others. Prophetess Katina. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle Douglas. God bless you, each and every person that has logged in, called in. Hallelujah. There is a word from God, and I come to you. I'm Prophetess Kenita Grisby. We come today to honor the Lord thy God. And again, there is a word from God. But first, let us petition the throne of grace. And as the song just went off, Lord, don't do it without us. Don't do it without us. But in order to partake in his glory, you have to press in his presence. Hallelujah. You come to receive, but he also wants you to give him praise, glory, and honor. We come today to lift up and magnify the name of Jesus. We come this morning to exalt Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We praise you, Lord God. Blessed are you, Lord God. Father God, for yours, O Lord. Father God, is greatness and power, Lord God. The glory and the victory, O God, belongs to you, Father God. You are almighty, and there is no one like you, O God. Jesus, you are the invisible God, and we honor you today, O God. You are the firstborn over creation, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that for you, O God, all things were created, Lord God, visible and invisible, Lord God. We exalt you today, Lord God. You said if you be lifted up above the earth, you will draw all men unto you, God. So we come today, Lord God, and we're asking you to draw, Lord God. Father God, draw your people, Lord God. Draw the sinner man and the sinner woman, Lord God. Draw today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we are asking you to settle in our midst, Father, because your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, God, you said you will be there in the midst, Father. So we asking you to move by your spirit upon the hearts, God, upon the mind, Father, upon the lives of your people, Lord God. We are asking you to settle in their situation even now. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, by your power, Lord God, we come to break chains of bondage, God. By your power, Lord God, we pull down strongholds, oh God. By your power, we command every sickness, God, every disease, oh God, every plague, Father God, to be eradicated off the minds and off the bodies of your people, Lord God. By your power, Father God, we speak, Lord God, restoration even now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. It's by your power, Lord God. Sickness, oh God, Father God, is reversed by your power, Lord God. Generational curses and the power, Lord God, has been revoked and reversed, oh God. By your power, we press into your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For there is no one like you, oh God. There is no one greater than you, Father God. Lord God, we are in some evil and last days, Father God. But those situations and those factors, Lord God, does not diminish who you are. Father God, you are not limited by time or space. So we're asking you to move, Father God. Move into the land, oh God. Show up, God, and show off, Father God, your mighty power, Lord God, and your great work. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are omnipresent. Father God, you know everybody that's on the line and everyone that's listening, Lord God. We asking you by your mighty hand, oh God, that you would move on their behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, God, glory, and honor, Lord God. And Father God, as I come before you, oh God, Father God, you increase and not decrease, oh God, because it's all about you, Father God. It's not about me, Lord God. So I give you praise, oh God. Father God, I give you glory and I give you honor in the name of Jesus. Oh, we praise God, hallelujah, because he is worthy to be praised. And before I come forward with the word of God, I just want to tell you and remind you that without holiness can no man see God. Hallelujah. Without holiness can no man stand before our Father. He said in his word that can no flesh glory in his presence. So I want to remind you today that without holiness can no man see God. See, there are people that are trying to fill their lives with things that are temporary. Hallelujah. But we have to surrender. We have to yield and we have to submit to the living God. We have to surrender, submit, and yield to his word because he is his word, and his word will not return back to him void. He will not change his word to compromise your situation. Hallelujah. He won't change his word to compromise what the flesh wants to do. Without holiness, no man can see God. I say it again. Without holiness, no man can see God. For he is holy, and we too are to be holy. Hallelujah. So put off those things that's not of God. Put away sin. Put away lying. Put away fornication. Put away jealousy. Put away strife. Hallelujah. Put away cheating. Put away stealing. Without holiness, can no man see God. And I come today to encourage you that you can live again, that you shall live again, because God has called you, hallelujah, in the midst of, in spite of, even in your butt, because every time we say, we give a word of the Lord, and a person is going through, they say, but even in your butt, he's still able. Even in your butt, he's well able. And I come to encourage you this morning that you will live again. Declare that now. I will live again. I shall live again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come this morning to speak to every dead thing. Hallelujah. We come this morning to resurrect every dead dream, every dead hope. We come this morning to resurrect the faith of God on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Don't allow what you see to cancel out what he say. Don't allow what you see to cancel out what he say in the name of Jesus. And even now, I shut off by the Spirit of God. I shut up your ear gate to the voice of the adversary. Be open now to the word of God. Hallelujah. We give praise, glory, and honor to God. Hallelujah. For this is the day that he's made, and we shall rejoice and be glad there in it. 365 days of the year, we may celebrate a lot of things, hallelujah, but every day of our life, we ought to celebrate God. He said in his word, in all things, give thanks. So we must give thanks. We got to give thanks. We shall give thanks because his word says, in all things, give thanks. So when you wake up in the morning, when you wake up in the midnight hour, give thanks to God. Father, you didn't have to do it, but you did. So for that, I say thank you, Lord God. Father, you didn't have to deliver me, but you did, oh God. And for that, I say thank you. Father, you didn't have to provide provision, oh God. Make ways out of no way, Lord God. But because you did, God, we come to tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you is the past word. Thank you is the past code in this life. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And you will live again. I'm going to come out of Ezekiel chapter 37, the dry bones. Hallelujah. And during this time of Ezekiel's life, he didn't have much hope because he was captive in Babylon. Now, before I go any further, some of you may feel like you're held captive in your situation, but there is hope. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. Ezekiel was held captive in Babylon, but just like Joseph, even in your captivity, you can still have favor with God. Even in your captivity, you can still be used by God. So don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. Hallelujah. Ezekiel was in captivity, but the Lord still spoke to him. Let me just fast forward to the text. Hallelujah. Ezekiel, Israel, was the valley of dry bones. That's the vision that God showed him. You know, they had dried out because of the sin and the place that they were in. You know, their disobedience to God got them into the very place that they were in. But I didn't come this morning to condemn nobody, because sometimes our disobedience put us in a place of the valley of dry bones. But there is hope this morning. Hallelujah. And the Lord spoke to Ezekiel. And I'm going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of dry bones. Somebody say dry bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. We know when the soil is dry, when your landscape is done and you've planted your flowers, or if you have a garden, we know that the soil is good. The fertilizer is good, right? The topsoil is good. But without water, those flowers and those plants are going to dry up. They were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh, Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely, surely, that's a promise, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and breathe in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Listen to Ezekiel in verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, I'm going to pause there for just a second. He says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as, hallelujah. I want to break down the word as, A-S, as I prophesied. That word as is a conjunction, right? Which means when or while. So as he was prophesying, something was taking place at the same time. God has told you some things. He has given you some dreams. He has made promises to you, and we know that he makes good on his promises. But Ezekiel said, as I prophesy. when he prophesied, there were some things taking place. He said there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling was taking place. Hallelujah. And the bones came together, bone to bone. My God. Hallelujah. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I'm not sure if we had a disconnection, but I'm a pick back up at verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I'm going to reiterate what I just said. As is a conjunction. And that means that when and while Ezekiel was prophesying, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath. When Ezekiel prophesied, everything came in place. I want to encourage you this morning, sigh to your situation. Apostle Douglas said, you have to know the word for yourself. Yes, when you prophesy into your situation, when you prophesy to your body, when you prophesy to your money, when you prophesy to your ministry, when you prophesy to your children, everything is going to fall in place. Because as you are doing it, God is moving on your behalf. But you have to prophesy the word of God. That's why you have to know the word, because Isaiah 55 and 11 says that every word that proceeds out of his mouth, out of the Lord's mouth, out of God's mouth, will not return back to him void, but it would accomplish everything he has sent it out to do. So we have to know of God. You have to prophesy the word of God, or if he's giving you strategic instruction or strategic words to speak, that's what you have to prophesy. And I'm going to skip around a little. And he said, also prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds. Hallelujah. O breath, and breathe on this slain. When Ezekiel began to prophesy, as he was prophesying, suddenly some things took place. But the second time the Lord told him to prophesy, the Lord breathed his breath into those bones, and everything came together into that situation. You can prophesy now because you're on mute into whatever you're believing God for, and then you ask God, now, God, I need you to breathe on it. Adam couldn't come into fruition until he was breathed upon. Hallelujah. The breath of God, the Ruah of God, Ruah Elohim, Spirit of the living God, breathe upon your people now. Those that are in dry places, those that have just laid down to die because they feel like there is nothing else left for them to do, you shall live again. Because the Spirit of the living God is not just in you, but he's upon you even now in the name of Jesus. Verse 9, as he said to me, he prophesied to it. Verse 10, I'm sorry. So I prophesied as he commanded me. Let me just stop there. He said he prophesied as God commanded, as God commanded. We have to say what God say and do what God do. That's what Jesus did. He said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what he tells me to say. Crucify the flesh so you're not repeating soulish things. Crucify the flesh so that you can hear from God. God is not going to move our agenda. The word of God tells us that there are many plans in the heart of man, but it is the purpose of God that's going to prevail. So we cannot manipulate God into doing anything that we want him to do. We can pray and we can ask God, but God will not move according to your fleshly ideas or your fleshly ways. Ezekiel said, as he was commanded, I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up on their feet, exceedingly great army. That's what God will do. God is going to deliver you, woman and man of God, on this line. God is going to see you out of that dark place. But he wants you to prophesy. When the Lord came and he said in Genesis, there was no light, the earth was void and formless. But he said, let there be light. When he said that, darkness was eradicated. It had to leave. So I'm telling you this morning, you have to open your mouth and allow the word of God and the declaration to roll off your tongue. There has to be word activation. Hallelujah. And there has to be faith activation. We can't approach God with a maybe and a if. When they came to Jesus and they said, if you can, and he said, if, he said, I'm willing. All things are possible to those that believe. And my question to you this morning is, do you believe God change your situation? Some people say, I've been in this place too long, so I'm content here. Because God is not going to move on my behalf because of what I've done. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You are not too far gone where your father cannot and will not deliver you. Ezekiel, as he prophesied, the situation changed. Was once dead, came alive. Reminds me of the lady with the issue of blood. She heard that Jesus was passing by. We're in Luke 8. And the word of God says that in verse 44, she came up behind him and she touched the fringe of his garment. And immediately the flow of her blood ceased. She pressed her way. And there's a blessing in the pressing. If she wouldn't have pressed her way through the crowd, she wouldn't have came encounter with the Messiah, with the true and living God, with the prophet, with the firstborn of the dead and the ancient of days. But she pressed her way and she became whole. He said, virtue left me, the power of God. Hallelujah. And I pray that virtue would leave heaven and fall upon every household that's represented on this line. As Ezekiel prophesied, thing that needs to be attached to those bones became attached to it. And light came into it. That what was once dead was resurrected. Hallelujah. I come this morning to encourage you that you shall not die, but you will live and declare the word and the works of God. Hallelujah. He is a present help. Hear me clearly. He's a present help in the time of trouble, in the time of need. The Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run, and we are following the Lord. Hallelujah. There are many gods, lowercase g, but we serve the true and living God, capital G. Don't keep him in a box, hallelujah, because he can do far more greater than what you're even expecting. But you have to expect him to move on your behalf. Ezekiel seen the dry bones, and the Lord asked him, can these bones live? You may be asking yourself this morning, can my dream live? Can Can my business live? Can my children live? Can the vision that God gave me live? Can it live? Only God knows. But if he gave it to you, I need you to prophesy to those dead places in your life. Prophesy to your bloodline. Prophesy in your region. There's a principality that has taken over different regions and different countries and different states, but he has you there. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Colossians just told us in Colossians 1 and 16, all things were made by him, visible and invisible. So he has the authority. You have the authority. Prophesy to that place and watch the word of God and the power of God resurrected in the name of Jesus. And I want to speak this over you before I yield this line back to Apostle Douglas. The grace, which is the approval of God. Hallelujah. The grace of prosperity be upon you. The grace of healing be upon you. The grace of abundance be upon you. The grace of overflow be upon you. The grace of peace be upon you. The grace of longevity of life be upon you. The grace of forgiveness is upon you. And you need to release it. Hallelujah. Release that person. Release that offense so you can get all that God has for you. The grace of God, which is his mercy, his approval, be upon you in every area, every aspect of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask God now to forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. The sin of lying, the sin of jealousy, sin of adultery, the sin of stealing, the sin, every sin that we've committed, God, knowingly and unknowingly, we ask for forgiveness even now. Because you are a forgiving God. And I ask you, Lord God, that you would restore your people, Lord God. Restore their joy. Restore their hope, Father God. Restore their mind, oh God. Restore their life, God. Lord God, breathe upon their finances. Restore them financially. Restore them spiritually, Lord God. Restore them physically, Lord God. Father God, restore them emotionally, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we break every barrier, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we tear down every wall, Father, by your spirit that has held your people, Lord God, in one place, no movement. Father God, we speak to those dry places, and we command you to live in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that the breath of God has breathed upon them now. In Jesus' name. You will live again. You shall live again. You can live again. And I speak life into the four corners of this world in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Arrest your people, Lord God. Draw them unto you. Father, arrest them with your love, with your grace, with your mercy, with your peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I yield the line back to you.
Amen, amen. What a word. What's the three things that stood out to me? Without holiness, no man see God. God won't change his word. Prophesy to your life, to your children, to your money, to your church, to your business, to yourself. Thank you for that word. I don't know if nobody else was taking notes or was blessed this morning, but I'm here to tell you I am blessed by hearing just those things. Without holiness, no man sees God. Again, people think they can pity pat with God. You cannot, because he already knows who you are, because he created you. Thank you so much for coming on and doing just what the Lord told you to do on today. It was needed to be said today. I thank you for doing just what he told you to do again on today. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about glorifying the word of God. People, if you want to have a question or you want prayer, you can call in at 563-999-3628. You must press 1 when you dial in, and I will let the woman of God know that you requesting prayer. Or if you just want, matter of fact, Father God asks you to give back what your daughter gave out today. Bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Continue to guide her in the right direction that you want her to go. Continue to be a season of open door and blessings upon her life because she's a true servant for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Woman of God, pray for the women of God that's on the line, that's listening in, that might can't openly pray. Like I said earlier, some countries can't openly praise God like we can. Some countries can't walk out their door and say, thank you, Jesus, like we can. Pray for the women of God that's on here today and also give them what encouragement you have specifically for them.
Praise God. The encouragement I have today is that God is within reach. Whatever situation, and I use situation and circumstances a lot because we can encounter some things in life. And it's too many to even number. So whatever situation and circumstance you find yourself in, the Lord is within reach. And all you have to do is open your mouth and talk to your God. You, whatever country you're in, whatever city you're in, whatever place you're in right now, God is within reach. And there is nothing too hard for him. He said in Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call unto me. Not call unto man, call unto me, and I will answer thee. I will show you great and mighty things you know not. He said, when the righteous cry, I will deliver them. Hallelujah. When the righteous cry. So all he is waiting for is for you to open your mouth. Let me just share this with you in 1 Samuel. Hannah was believing God for a child. Hallelujah. And she had somebody that was taunting her. You know, your situation may be taunting you right now, telling you that, you know, this thing is not going to change for you. Your body won't be healed. Your money won't ever be there. You're going to always be in poverty. You're going to always be stuck in that dead-end job or that abusive relationship. Whatever he is saying to you right now, the enemy, the adversary, your situation, you know, Hannah did not give attention to the person that was taunting her, but she kept every year going to the tabernacle of God. And when it got too hard for Hannah, she never stopped praying. She had anguish in her heart, which caused her not to say nothing out of her mouth, but God heard the cry of her heart because of her consistency. And the priest Eli seen her lips moving. He thought she was drunk. Your situation may have you in a place of drunkenness now, and I don't mean with wine, but you continue to cry out to God because he will answer. He will send that person, only one person, he needs to send into your life to change your situation. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to cry out to God, to continue to press in prayer to God. You may be all alone, so it seems, but all you have to do is ask God. And once he steps into your situation, everything changes. Hallelujah. He does not operate in our time, but when he shows up, he's on time. He can hold back time so that you can be on time. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you that for you to cry out to God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus that was shed abroad for the remission of our sins, oh God, Father God, that it would cover every person on this line. Lord God, that when you look down from your throne, you won't see the flesh, but you'll remember the blood of your son, oh God. Lord God, the blood purifies, God. May every person on here, may their hearts, oh God, and their lives be purified, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I pray that the consuming fire of God will purify and burn off everything in our lives that's not of you, oh God. Whatever has been planted in our lives that you didn't plant, Father, fruit it, oh God. Lord God, cause it not to grow no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And for that woman, I see in the realm of the spirit now, for that woman who is thinking about going back to that place that God pulled her out of, it won't be worth it. It's going to cost you too much. Continue to trust God and the enemies that you see today, may it be finances, may it be a person, may it be a plague, may it be a thought, the enemy that you see today, you won't see tomorrow. Trust God. Father, we ask you right now that you would meet every person at their point of need, Lord God. Father God, and we thank you in advance, oh God, because there will be testimonies. There will be a change in life, oh God. There will be glory after this, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, God. We say thank you, Father God, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor. You are mighty God, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You are holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, the God who was, who is, and who's to come, God. We exalt you and we magnify you, God, above every situation on this line, above the situations in the land, oh God. We magnify you and we exalt you, oh God. King of kings. Kings mean ruler. He's ruler over your situation. He's ruler over those who rule over you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So you are without, you are not to be without hope this morning. There is hope, not just for tomorrow, but for this very second that you're in. Hallelujah. I get excited about the things of God, because when I look back over my life and see where he's brought me from, when I look back over my life and I see how he's kept me and sustained me, I get excited about the things of God. We cannot rest. We cannot sit on God. Hallelujah. When you come into his presence, if you can't say nothing, just say thank you. If you can't say nothing, say Jesus. If you can't say anything, just lift your hands to it all. Hallelujah. So that's my prayer, that your hope be restored, mm-hmm. that you will call upon God, that you will cry yes, unto God. Him, and he will yes, answer God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Again, this is the reason why God put us on here, to let you know that there's a way. It might seem dreary. It might seem that the storm is there, but the storm is not going to last always. He's waiting on you to reach out to him. He's always been right there with you. The woman God just said, shared that herself. Remember, you're not in this alone. We're here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. You have family. We love you. If nobody else told you, we love you, and you're not by yourself. Thank you so much for coming on, Prophetess Katina. We're going to go to a musical break. If anybody has anything they want to say, please feel free to call 563-999-3628 and press 1. Woman of God, let the people know how they can contact you, if they want to hear you, where you're located, if you have any upcoming events. How can they reach you?
Amen. Before I answer that, I just want to say this. As you were speaking, Apostle Douglas, and I look down, there are some diabolical altars that have been erected against the people of God, those that find themselves in a place of stagnation. But by the Spirit of God, we dismantle them now in the name of Jesus. Again, my name is Prophetess Kenita Molling Grisby. I'm located in Gonzales, Louisiana. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook under Kenita Milan, and that's K-E-N-I-T-A-M-I-L-A-N. My email address, I don't have a website at this time, but my email address is KenitaGMinistries@gmail.com. Again, that's Kenita, K-E-N-I@gmail.com. I can be contacted through email or social media.
All right. Amen. Now, remember, if you didn't hear that, contact me, and I will definitely connect you with the woman of God. We're about kingdom business and spreading the word of God. I hope you guys was blessed on today. I'm not going to prolong the woman of God for getting back, but remember, you're not in this by yourself. We are family. Iron sharpens iron. I hope you guys was blessed. Again, if you need to reach us, you can connect me on Warwick Gospel Connection on Facebook, or warwickgospelconnection@gmail.com. Also, you can text me at 346-419-2529. Remember, you're not alone. Stop feeling that way, stop thinking that way, and don't let the enemy continue to think
make you think, correction, that you're not alone. God loves you, and so do we. We hope you have a blessed and phenomenal day. I'm going to go to a musical break, but I'll still be on. The woman of God is going to enjoy the rest of her morning, but remember, if you want to contact her, and if you didn't hear it, go back into the replay or send me a message, and I'll definitely connect you.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name, the enemy came up against your character. You will win, win, you will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will.
He said anybody can fight, but the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning
season.
Everything attached to you wins. I'm going to give you three keys this morning. First, get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Go visit until you feel fit for that church, until you feel at home with that church. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're going under is preaching and walking the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. First, find you a Bible. You can download the Bible or go purchase your Bible. Two, find your church home. Whether you go online or visit, find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join Chief Apostle and myself on Sundays at 3:30 at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026. 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026, I'm sorry, at 3 p.m. every Sunday. And three, make sure when you join the church that the man or woman of God is preaching and walking the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life. Romans 10 and 9 states, excuse me, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to be saved. Nobody been saved all their life. They have failed. They say they have, but they're not telling the truth. Everybody go through things. Everybody get weary. Nobody's untouchable. But God always loved you. You want to get saved? Raise your hand and say, Lord, here I am. I've tried it my way. It's not working. I want to change. I want you to change me because me trying didn't do anything. Now, once you become a new creature, not saying it's going to be easy, absolutely not. From Genesis to Revelations, it never states it's going to be easy. But it did say, it states having faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Remember, whether there's two or three, God is in the midst. Now you surrender your life to Christ, the enemy is mad. Absolutely. He lost somebody that's been on his team for all this time. You think he's going to be happy about it? No, he's not. But now you can equip yourself with the word and people that's going to help push you into position. No, everybody's not a preacher. No, everybody's not a prophetess or a prophet. That's okay. But you are usable in the body of Christ. You might be good as greedy. You might be good as praying. You might be good as just serving food or just serving someone or helping. Everybody's a server. So don't think you're not usable in the church because you are. The church is not just the four walls. It's beyond that. Remember, the Bible said go out to the harvest and Bible compelled them to come. Don't just stay there. Get out. Because somebody needs to see your beautiful smile. Somebody needs to hear your voice. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Because your testimony can let that woman know they've been through domestic violence, excuse me, that there is a chance she can get out. That she don't have to stay there. It's ways to get out. I'm a living testimony. I went through it. for 6 years, and I got out because of my children. I thought about them. So don't worry about what your back is, what's behind you. Look forward. Don't look to the right, to the left. Look forward and trust in the Lord always and lean not onto your own understanding. And he will guide you. I'm telling you, he will. Remember, if you need the blessed oil, it is free. I will mail it to you. Or if you're in the Houston area, let me know. Go to Abba House on Facebook and send me a message. ABBAHOUSE on Facebook. And say, Apostle, I need some blessed oil. And I will definitely send it to you. Remember, iron sharpens iron. This is no judgment here. I'm not here to judge you, but I am here to tell you that God loves you. And you're not alone anymore. Continue to keep your armor on. Don't ever take it off, not even in your sleep, because the enemy is crafty. He will do what he do best. Remember, his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. Pay attention. Sit back. Sometimes less is best. You don't have to always reply to something that's been said or told to you. Hold on, because God gave you another chance. You're above ground and not underneath it. Woke you up this morning wasn't a long clock. So give him praise. I hope you was blessed on today. Tune in Monday with Chief Apostle with Man Up Monday, every Monday. Remember, we're here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. You got this. Hold your head up and keep pushing through. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Remember, I'm here if you need me. You can go to War with Gospel Connection on Facebook, or you can message me at Abba House on Facebook as well. Have a blessed, phenomenal day. God loves you, and so do we.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait. I will wait on you. Yes, say it again. Say, I will trust in you. Yes, sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Why not?
Whom shall I be afraid?
Why not?
The Lord is my light and salvation.
In the Lord.